Hi, welcome to A Look Behind and Rewind. I'm your host, Tom Nielsen. Hey gang, I've got a new word of the day for you. Are you ready? Get out your blue books and be sure to jot this one down. It may appear in a pop quiz at some future date. Or you may even come across it as an answer in that famous TV game show, Jeopardy! I can just picture Ken Jennings giving the clue under the category of Australian kangaroo bites for $100. It's a dry, stagnant pond or pool left behind when a river changes course. And the answer? Of course, what is a billabong? Yes, that's right, a billabong. It's Australian slang for a dead lake. A dead lake! And if you've ever listened to the words of the Australian national anthem, Waltzing Matilda, the word happens to appear in the very first line of that song. Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree. Now you're probably thinking, crazy Tom Nielsen has really lost it this time.
Yeah.
Billabongs and coolabahs? What's next? Didgeridoos? Well, as a matter of fact, yes, we're going to be talking about the land down under today. What precipitated all this was reminiscing about some bridges I've traveled over in my lifetime. And one of these just so happened to be the Bayonne Bridge, which connects the city of Bayonne, New Jersey, with Staten Island. You see, there's my New Jersey connection. Always have to have a New Jersey angle, folks.
That's right.
Well, when I was growing up and we went to visit my relatives in Bayonne, I got to see the Bayonne Bridge up close quite a number of times, especially on the occasions when my grandmother, Aunt Anne, took me to Uncle Milty's amusement park on First Street, just a few blocks away from the bridge. From that point on, the image of that magnificent arch spanning the Kilvan Cull River was indelibly etched in my mind. And so, several years later, when I was in junior high school in geography class, and we were learning all about Australia, boy, was I surprised when Mr. Glazer showed us a picture of that famous bridge in Sydney, Australia, that looked like a dead ringer for the Bayonne Bridge. It wasn't an exact duplicate, mind you, but it was close enough to spark my adolescent imagination.
Wow!
Well, anyway, our class in Australia continued, with Mr. Glazer sharing some examples of music that came from the land down under. And one of these, of course, was the song Waltzing Matilda. He even had to sing along to the lyrics. And the reason for that was probably that there were a number of examples of Australian slang contained in the song, like billabong, jumbook, and tucker bag. I think he simply wanted us to learn that other English-speaking countries had their own peculiar words and phrases, just like we Americans did with our slang. But the Australians went even further than that. They also had some rather odd-looking creatures as well, like kangaroos, kookaburras, koalas, wombats, wallabies, dingoes, and the most unusual one of all, the platypus. Funny thing is, it wasn't until many, many years later when I was watching TV with my young daughter that I noticed that the platypus had now gone mainstream. It was in that Disney cartoon series, Phineas and Ferb, in which a character named Perry the Platypus was often pictured as a hero in the storyline.
Perry the Platypus!
But I digress. Over the years, the country of Australia has certainly given us a lot of interesting characters and creatures and creative visions, including Outback Steakhouse and its bloomin' onions, the movie Crocodile Dundee, the hit songs of Olivia Newton-John, and many, many more. In fact, one of the most unusual bits of pop culture to come out of Australia was a hit song that came out in 1963 and actually made its way all the way up the Billboard charts until it peaked at number 3. It was a novelty piece written by a relatively unknown Australian singer, Rolf Harris, about a stockman, or cowboy in our language, who is lying on his deathbed. The record began with the sound of a very distinctive handmade instrument called the wobble board. The wobble board, get that, which Harris himself invented for the occasion. The song, of course, was the unforgettable Timey Kangaroo Down Sport.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered round and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down."
Now, I should mention that this song actually lived on long past its initial debut in the 1960s. Rolf Harris recorded a special version with the Beatles in December of 1963, in which he rewrote some of the lyrics so that the names of all four of the Beatles were included in the song. And then, 37 years later, Harris again re-recorded the song, this time for that world-famous children's TV show, The Wiggles, which coincidentally also got its start in Australia.
Whoa!
But as many of you may recall, at the very tail end of the song, the stockman finally dies after having instructed his friends to take care of various matters like taking his koala back or playing a didgeridoo up until his passing. Well, that particular part of the story was intentionally left out of the children's version of the song that was done for the Wiggles. Obviously, they wanted to keep things light and entertaining for the kids. All mentions of death and dying were eliminated, and the song simply became a fun little ditty for kids to sing along to.
Cool.
Well, gang, if you're listening to this podcast right now, I'm going to assume that there aren't any kids in the room. If there are, you may want to send them out for milk and cookie break or something. And just to be faithful to the original recording, I will now play for you the last few verses, the closing moments of Timey Kangaroo Down Sport.
Play your didgeridoo, blue. Play your didgeridoo. Keep playing till I shoot through, blue. Play your didgeridoo. All together now, Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead. So we tanned his hide when he died, Clyde, and that's it hanging on the shed all together now. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
And that's all he wrote. Good day, mate. Put another shrimp on the barbie. You've been listening to A Look Behind and Rewind. I'm Tom Nielsen. See you next time, mate. Hi, this is Tom Nielsen. If you enjoyed this podcast, you're invited to hear more of our episodes at A Look Behind and Rewind. And feel free to share our link with friends, family, and others, as well as following us on Buzzsprout.com, Apple, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts.